woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
When I first announced I was going to run for president 5 years ago, I had a theme. It was a great theme. It was a theme that obviously worked, but the truth is I made it work also because we followed that theme. Make America great again. Sounds simple, but isn't it beautiful? And that's what we've done. And then we got hit with the plague. We closed it up. We saved millions of lives. And now we've opened it up and we have a super V. Our economy is recovering faster than any economy in the world. And we went down proportionately less than any economy in the world. But we have another thing that we did that a lot of people don't quite understand, but they know something big happened. And the something big was America first. We put America first for the first time in decades and decades. America first. And I tell leaders of other countries, you should put your country first. When they hear America first, it doesn't sound nice. But you know what? I tell them, I'm putting America first. You should put your country first, whatever the country may be. But for us, it's America first, and it always will be. Go to the voting booth and vote early and in person. Don't let them take your vote away. The most important election we've ever had. Thank you.
Welcome, folks, to The Master Survivor. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And I just want you to know, new information is popping up everywhere about the Biden Five. Yes, that's right, the Biden Five. Before we had the Jackson Five, you know, the musical family. Now we have the Biden Five, the crime family. The Biden Five consists of the big guy, Joe, his two brothers, his son, his wife, And that makes the Biden Five crime family of the Democratic presidential candidate, Joe Biden. It's not a theory. It's a fact. Here's what I've gleaned from the Chinese dissidents that have come forward, their whistleblowers, Rudy Giuliani, and among others, how the Bidens collaborated, you know, among others, with the Chinese Communist Party. The Biden hard drives are a much bigger story than just the lewd videos that everyone's been talking about. The very presence of the hard drives on the U.S. soil is the fallout of an inner Politburo battle raging among the top Chinese communist families in China. The person who delivered the drives to the Department of Justice last year was Bao Tailton, alias Bao Zhi, who was emailed with Hunter Biden many times. Bo is his nickname. Bo is the illegitimate daughter of former CPA, you know, the Communist Party of China, the luminary, Bo Xilian, who had competed against Xi Jinping for leadership of the Communist Party of China, but was defeated after Biden provided Xi and Bo's blackmail information. Bo ended up with his life sentence in prison. According to billionaire dissident Miles Guo, Obama and Biden gave Xi Jinping all the U.S. bank account information of his Communist Chinese Party rivals, as well as family map of those hiding in the U.S., including illegitimate children. This provided Xi with the means to wipe out his opponents within the Communist Chinese Party and claim the presidency of China forever and gather tremendous power and wealth for himself and his faction. You know, leading and his factions are leading to fiercer battles between the gangs in the party and the U.S. delivery of the Biden hard drives. Guo claims that the Obama-Biden administration sold out 36 CIA informants to the Communist Chinese Party. All were well-paid key positions in the core departments of the Communist Chinese Party establishment with access to the Communist Chinese Party's top secrets. They saw the evil of the Communist Chinese Party regime and its collaborators, and they took the side of justice and worked with the CIA to take the Communist Chinese Party down. But because of Biden, the informants were all assassinated in cold blood. Their families have either been killed or they're under Communist Chinese Party surveillance and control, including no access to credit cards or air travel, forced to wear ankle bracelet monitors, and barred from many jobs. These informants were a mere bargaining chip for Biden, who had been collaborating with the Communist Chinese Party for decades. Now, I want Ken to get video one ready, because I want everybody to know, when Xi took over and came to power, this is the president of China, Xi Jinping, Biden worried that his deals would be uncovered. So Biden preemptively contacted Xi and made him an ally. Biden helped Xi eliminate his opponents, and Xi helped Biden cut off the sources of the evidence for his corruption and crime. Needless to say, the two are allies, and Xi desperately wants Biden to win the election. So, Ken, play video one.
About a week away from the 2020 election, Democrat Party nominee Joe Biden is in desperate denial of the fact that he is now the central character in the most despicable corruption scandal in American history. The subversion of the U.S. government by Communist China is being exposed. a group of Chinese whistleblowers managed to get a hard drive containing evidence of serious crimes committed by the Biden family into the hands of Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. Lewd Media claimed a month ago that a hard drive would surface before the election containing videos of Hunter Biden violently raping Chinese children. Those who have seen the videos support this claim. To any good person, this is shocking and horrific. And to many, it is incomprehensible. But for as long as man has had power to gain, the art of blackmail has been exploited. This was the purpose of a man like Jeffrey Epstein. According to Lewd Media, these child rape videos of Hunter Biden were produced by the communist Chinese as a means of control and were being sent to the Biden family and other CCP assets in America as a threat, a reminder of who owns them. There are no rules in the game of power, only ruthlessness. And so children become the currency of those who seek to control others. Former business partner of the Biden family, Tony Bobulinski, worked as CEO for Sinohawk Holdings, a company formed by the Bidens and China's largest private energy company. Bobulinski has provided evidence that shows Sinohawk was used to funnel millions of dollars from the communist Chinese directly into the family coffers of the Bidens. The mainstream media, in what must certainly be a criminal act, has been ignoring this incredible story while pushing their audience into voting for a decrepit, lying, perverted fraud with a monstrous family and loyalty to the communist Chinese. We likely know what's coming next. The Democrat Party will claim that Trump stole the election. The corporate media will play along. And those still brainwashed by the globalist-run propaganda media machine will undoubtedly believe it. With massive crowds of people all over the country showing overwhelming grassroots support for President Trump in ways never before seen, contrasted with Joe Biden and Obama at public events practically devoid of all people, the media will still say that Trump had to steal the election. They will cite their fake polls, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. If justice is served, which needs to happen, then there will be arrests of powerful people, and the corporate media will report that Trump is literally Hitler, rounding up the innocent, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. There is no doubt. If they can be made to wear masks and fear those who don't, then they will believe whatever they are told. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Humanity is awakening, but not everyone. The brainwashed are being manipulated into defending the corrupt deep state establishment. Some are even murdering Trump supporters in cold blood. It seems clear that Trump will win the 2020 election. But then what? If the corporate mainstream media is allowed to operate as normal, then there will be total chaos. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Of other countries saw what Biden was doing and followed suit, leading to a disastrous collapse of the Western intelligence systems in communist China. And according to Guo, with many secret agents being sold out and killed, you could say there is an iron curtain around the inner workings of the communist Chinese party today. While this coup against Xi is going on, our intelligence of the Chinese Politburo is not as comprehensive as it used to be. As the hub of the massive military and communications technology transfer that Biden has been facilitating between the U.S. and China, Ukraine, and also saw the death and disappearance of many spies and agents. a mind-boggling video produced by Lewd Media illustrates the money and technology and many human trafficking flows, and how the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the CNN have so many Chinese corporate shareholders that they are controlled by the Communist Chinese Party. If you want to see that video, just send me a note, themastersurvivor.com, and I will send you a clip of that short video showing how all the pieces fall into place. It tells it all. The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, it shows how it all fits together. And I will send you, just go to themastersurvivor.com and just send me a note. I want to see the video that illustrates the money and technology and human trafficking flows, and what the Chinese Communist Party is doing with our social and mass media here in America. I will send you that video. So we have to understand that unrestricted warfare, the BGY program. So what is the BGY program? Xi Jinping, the president of China, has been waging battle royale around 2020 U.S. presidential election, betting on a Biden win to guarantee that the Chinese Communist Party stays in power for another century. Miles Guo's and Lewd Media's whistleblower movement is fighting back, starting with the two-week information war focused on the Biden crime family's criminal links with the Communist Chinese Party. BGY is an abbreviation for blue, standing for intelligence. The G is for gold, standing for money. And the Y is for yellow, standing for sex. So BGY, this is their model that they're using. And blue is intelligence, gold is money, and yellow is for sex. And this represents the tactic that the Chinese Communist Party uses to control individuals and networks in the West, such as the Biden family, through information control, money, and sexual blackmail. One of the videos filmed in Beijing in 2013 has Hunter Biden and, has him where he's provided crack cocaine and he was sexually serviced by Liu Xiaofia. This is the lead actress of the Disney's latest movie, Mulan. Liu is a CP, Communist Chinese Party asset, who is being paid $150 million per year to do such things, and especially back in 2013 when she was sent to service Hunter Biden with crack cocaine. And this is a classic example of the yellow strategy, the BGY, which is yellow strategy, to sexually manipulate Western figures in business and politics and the media. So it's not just Hunter. It's a whole bunch of other big business people, politicians, you name it. This BGY program, blue for intelligence, G for gold, which is money, and yellow for sex. This is their way of manipulating the whole Western infrastructure, whether it's business, politics, political leaders, bank leaders. And it was during this December 2013 visit to Beijing that Hunter signed a $1.5 billion agreement with Bohuai Capital to found BHR, which is 10% equity share for reserve for the big guy, who is now confirmed to be Joe Biden. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. So as the hard drive story went viral with Hunter smoking crack and doing all these horrible things to little girls, the Communist Chinese Party activated its silent powers, the social media giants, to block and censor. While the majority of the mainstream media themselves, previously compromised by the Communist Chinese Party and the BGY program, have been stuck in the basement from blatantly censoring the Biden hard drive story and telling outright, you know, telling the public that they're outright lies. She is fully confident that Biden will win this election for the president of the United States. Biden is a hostage of the situation. In hindsight, this has been clear all along. Let me tell you about the hammer. I was surprised to find that the hammer, the secret surveillance system that spied on millions of Americans, including Donald Trump, collaborates with the Chinese dissident story. That it converges with the George with what George Webb has been saying all along for the past 4 years. Because George Webb first introduced what was first a theory about the hammer, but it's not a theory anymore. So what is the hammer? Well, in August 2015, CIA contractor turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery provided the FBI and Department of Justice with evidence stored on 47 hard drives that implicated Hunter Biden in illegal activities. This is back in 2015, folks. This guy had given the FBI and Department of Justice 47 hard drives that implicated Hunter Biden in illegal activities. And as a contractor, Montgomery worked directly for Brannon and Clapper. Montgomery's 600 million pages of documents show that for more than 4 years before the 2016 election, four contractors working for the Obama administration's FBI illegal surveilled American citizens. Among the 600 million pages of documents, that's 600 million pages of documents stored in those 47 hard drives he turned over to the FBI, there were 10,000 files, including videos and images that specifically implicate and incriminate Joe and Hunter Biden. Montgomery maintains that both Hunter and Joe Biden have been under continuous electronic surveillance since 2003 via the Hammer. In February of 2009, Brenner and Clapper moved the Hammer to Fort Washington, Maryland, and began using their surveillance system to target Obama political enemies for blackmail and leverage. The information regarding Hunter and Joe was known at the highest level of the Obama administration. Montgomery became a whistleblower upon seeing firsthand how the Obama administration had turned the hammer against regular Americans. Montgomery received two limited immunity agreements in exchange for evidence production and testimony. Montgomery says that the Obama White House provided 1,200 preloaded BlackBerry devices to trusted Obama insiders, including Hunter Biden. These are the same BlackBerry devices in these 1,200 BlackBerry devices, the same used by Obama and Hillary, and communicated over a closed, encrypted, secure network known as pen-to-pen messaging that did not traverse the internet, operating directly off the hammer. Each of these devices could access the Hammer Vault, a secret database of the hammer, illegally collected data, including corporate and military intellectual property and U.S. defense secrets accessible only to Obama team insiders. Some of the sensitive data may have been passed to U.S. adversaries like Russia and China. The FBI and the Department of Justice are in possession of the entire body of evidence and are most likely covering it up. The arrival of the Chinese dissident whistleblower movement could be the game-changing event, and that's Miles Guo is leading a campaign and to expose the Communist Chinese Party that's using the hard drives and using those hard drives to reveal their evil nature to the world. And all of those major news outlets have received copies of those hard drives. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. One of the first things Ken said to me when I came on the air for the network today, he says, "Wow, information is exploding all over the place. It's just going crazy." And I tell you why. Because some of the sensitive data that's collected on the hammer was illegally collected on corporate and military intellectual property and defense secrets, including everything that Hunter's doing to all those girls with all his crack and all the deals that Obama and Biden are doing. You know, it was only accessible to team leaders, but that's made that sensitive data has been passed around, and it's also China and Russia are all aware of it, and, you know, the FBI and Department of Justice are in possession of the whole body of evidence and most likely are covering it up, and the arrival of the Chinese dissident whistleblower movement could be the game-changing event, and it is. Miles Guo is leading campaign to end the Communist Chinese Party, and so these hard drives rival and show the evil nature of the Communist Chinese Party of the world, and all the major news outlets have received copies of these hard drives, and some, like CBS, are starting to flip on the Bidens. They're all the media outlets have gotten it, the FBI, Department of Justice, you know, they've all gotten it. That's why there's so much exploding right now. But if that's not enough, we already have another whistleblower coming forward who for many years was a business associate with Hunter and Joe Biden. Former Biden family associate turned whistleblower Tony Bobulinski was on Fox on the Tucker Carlson show this past Tuesday discussing his firsthand knowledge about the Biden family operations, including Joe Biden's direct participation in these money laundering and business deals, contrary to Joe Biden's repeated claims that he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. Well, he did. He knew everything about him. He's right in the middle. At the debates, when Joe Biden says he wasn't involved in any of the Biden family business, Bobulinski said he almost stood up. He was there at that live event in the debate. He almost stood up and shouted that Joe is lying. And he was. He's lying. He's been lying for years. Bobulinski explains how their business operated and planned to hold a percentage for Joe Biden all through its term, but not in his name. So Joe's share was being held by a close family member, and he said he is just can't believe the lack of media coverage because it's huge. I mean, when Bobulinski questioned Joe's brother, Jim Biden, about these improprieties and how they could come back and haunt them in a future election, Jim said all they needed to protect his brother, Joe Biden, from scrutiny if he should run for president was plausible deniability. That's Jim Biden said that's all we need. You know, the media won't report it, and just plausible deniability. Just deny, and nobody's going to believe it. But Bobulinski, a Navy veteran who held a security clearance, says he's upset with Biden and said that he was part of Russian disinformation scheme. And Bobulinski said, I held a top secret clearance from the NSA and the Department of Energy. I served this country for 4 years in one of the most elite environments in the world, the Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. And I have, and to have a congressman out there speaking about Russia disinformation, or Joe Biden at a public debate referencing Russian disinformation, when he knows he sat face to face with me, that I traveled around the world with his son and his brother, to say and associate that with my name is absolutely disgusting to me. So not only is Joe Biden lying, but he's pissing off some of his people that he were some of his most loyal partners in all this, and pissed him off so much that this Bobulinski turned whistleblower on Joe Biden and Hunter. And so, according to Bobulinski, they're basically accusing me of treason right now, treating me like I'm insignificant, or that the 50 years of history that my family served this country is insignificant. That's why I'm sitting here right now and I'm telling you all this. And I assure you, this is the absolute last place I want to be right now and the last thing I want to be doing right now. But I feel like I have a patriotic duty to this country and every American citizen to go on record and define the facts for them and let them do their own work and let them decide how they view those facts. And he goes on. But for the Biden family to deny those facts and then not only deny them, they couldn't have just said no, they could have just said no comment. But they said no comment, and then bring in this Russian disinformation and basically associate my name with that. That's absolutely disgusting to me, and I had to go on the record and come forward to the American people. When I saw, and he continues, when I saw Adam Schiff go on the record talking about Russian disinformation after that, this email had been posted online by the New York Post, the email was to me. I was going to be the CEO of the enterprise. I was at the end of my rope. And so he continues. So I called Ron Walker and told him that if that statement isn't retracted by Congressman Schiff by midnight on that Sunday, that I was going on the record and I was disclosing all the facts to the American government and to the American citizens and to the people of the world. He continues, I was hoping that the Bidens would do the right thing or that Schiff would retract his statement, but I could not allow another minute, another hour, or a day of my family's name to be associated or muddled up around Russian disinformation. It's just not true. Bobulinski said he was shocked at the media reaction or lack thereof. Says it would be one thing if it were just his word against the Biden family. That would be one thing. But he's providing so many reams of documents, texts, and messages and facts about the meetings, who participated, etc. And then Bobulinski says, not only are they not discussing it, they're not going to the other extreme. They're not dismissing this is the Russian disinformation. It's not. This country heard enough about Russia. 3 years. Russia, 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 Russia. It's absurd. The Cold War is over. And Bobulinski says, I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I reference to that. I held a Q clearance. They're briefed on compromise. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in every way. So as a citizen and a taxpayer, I'm very, very, very concerned. Bobulinski continues, there should be no scenario that this isn't investigated. Bobulinski says, noting he only saw a small portion of the Biden business dealings with foreign agents, but I have every email, every text, every WhatsApp that was exchanged, and I provided them to the authorities. So folks, since October 23rd, successive waves of bombshell materials retrieved from Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, and that's just a whole separate deal, but on his laptop was all the same stuff. So we triangulated between, you know, the laptop, these hard drives, what Bobulinski turned over, what Guo turned over. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 different sources all revealing the same information. And it's all been being published around the clock on GTV.org. That's GTV.org and GNews.org. Two Hong Kong-based websites owned by Chinese dissident billionaire Miles Guo, whose registrant information was made private since I checked at the beginning of this week. So again, you can see all the dirty pictures. There's thousands of them, and they're bad. I mean, you will vomit. They're so horrible. So GTV.org and GNews.org, these are Hong Kong-based websites. It's all there. So on an hourly basis, Chinese dissidents and Guo's whistleblower movement on these sites have been releasing Hunter Biden videos, photos, text messages, legal documents, all the banking deals, all the money laundering. Hunter is clearly obsessed with making videos of himself having sex with prostitutes and others during his travels all over the world. He appears to have continuously been blackmailed himself and whoever was present with photographic evidence of illicit activity. This includes someone who resembles the eldest daughter of President Obama. There's a lot of stuff in there, folks. I'm serious. This uploading of these videos on GTV Echo that claims made by Lewd Media in September 24th that the hard drive contains videos of Hunter Biden raping and beating young Chinese girls. It's all there. Just having such material on your computer, you know, that's, you know, also on Hunter's own laptop, or evidence of having viewed some of this material in your browser are federal crimes, but I don't believe these will be released in a redacted form in the finale of this hard drive, you know, from this laptop from hell drip campaign. Well, that's just one source. There's other sources, like I said, one, two, three, four different sources of all this information, not just Hunter's laptop. Besides being profoundly disgusting, it's exhausting to watch the sheer quantity of videos of drugs and sexual partners that Hunter has recorded. Hunter's cell phone images contain metadata, including the dates and times and geographic coordinates and where they were taken. So many of these images can be correlated to the dates and locations and the billions of dollars in the contracts that he signed as with representatives of the Chinese Communist Party and others under the aegis of his father's office, the Vice President of the United States. Now, it's not Russian difference information. Russia really doesn't have too much to do with this, even though the Bidens did their dirty deals with Russia too, just like Hillary Clinton. Everything checks out as confirmed by the investigations of the Senate and the FBI. The laptop from hell is not Russian hacked, but many still hold, you know, doubt the plausibility of his forgetting the laptop at the Mac repair shop, even as drug out as he was. But what if he didn't forget it? What if he left it there on purpose? Coke-crazed moment of anger at daddy is what I think. Just leave it the computer there in the shop. They'll fix it. That'll fix him. They'll fix the computer, and that'll fix daddy. Because imagine having a dad like that. You know, Joe Biden should have sent Hunter to drug rehabilitation for treatment years ago instead of sending him out as his bag man to get all these deals and his money. That's what a good father should do, is put his son into, you know, I went to AA, okay? I went to AA, and I got off cocaine in 1991. And Joe Biden should have sent Hunter Biden into treatment early on. But some of these videos, they go back to 2003, you know? And so the bigger picture is the Communist Chinese Party's unrestricted warfare plan to control the world. So they're using all this to control everybody. So these Chinese dissidents in Mao Guo's whistleblower movement on GTV.org and GNews.org have published an overwhelming amount of potentially incriminating evidence for the corruption case against the Bidens. The purpose of these leaks is to provide enough evidence, and it's just huge, to the American people that the Biden family is a real threat to the national security of the United States and to the world, because the whole world, you know, it's clear that the Bidens are the poster child of the Communist Chinese Party, unrestricted warfare strategy, and through information control and censorship, money and sexual blackmail, the Chinese Communist Party has serendipitously taken control of the mainstream media and big tech media companies. Have you noticed how mainstream media and big tech social media are silent on the Biden hard drive scandal? Have you noticed how Twitter is blocking and shutting accounts that share all this information, including from the New York Post, a newspaper over 200 years old? Have you noticed how Facebook has Chinese nationals working in their censorship department while allowing members of 50 Cent Army to spread Chinese Communist propaganda throughout the site? Have you noticed when you type Biden lost election in Google Translate that you will see in the Chinese translation is Biden runs for re-election? You do. If you notice that the whistleblower movement, media channels, GNews, GTV, lewd media are all under constant attack. These dissidents say that all of this evidence that's on the Biden family and the other traitors who have sold out America interest to the Communist Chinese Party, inviting Communist Chinese Party style censorship and social credit, that the U.S. is under the precipice of being defeated by the Communist Chinese Party. The Communist Chinese Party are ready to take over America. That's just the bottom line, folks. And furthermore, They believe that the Communist Chinese Party tactics of controlling people through the lowest aspects of human nature, such as fear, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, could collapse human civilization. So let's look at this from another whistleblower from the Communist Chinese Party blackmail database, this Carlos Oswelda. He posted a wonderful treat Twitter thread on this past Wednesday, which I couldn't confirm, but which does find compelling, and other of my insiders are confirming for me, and I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I want to review what Carlos Oswaldo had put in a Twitter thread, he lays it all out, and all my sources are telling me he's spot on, just right on the money. And according to Carlos, he said the Chinese plan was to blackmail all American politicians and people of influence and buy up every American enterprise and destroy it. The Chinese were doing that all over the world. Carlos suggests that when Trump says we caught them all, he's not just talking about Democrats involved in Obamagate because they didn't act alone. He says Trump meant everyone in the world who's working for the Communist Chinese Party. Carlos cautions those of us who want to see perp walks now, well, that means a global economic collapse. You can't see that, right? Every person of influence is exposed simultaneously, politicians, bankers, CEOs, tech giants, athletes. Do you want it to be like the Flintstones overnight? This is just once. Put aside your obsessions with the orange jumpsuits to put them all behind bars and just try to see the big picture because it's much bigger than you know. Trump did it. He drained the swamp, but he didn't do it alone. His partners were the Saudis and the Emirates. And Miles Gough and the Emirates is an Emirates citizen. Miles Gough is an Emirates citizen. Carlos continues, Trump and the Saudis began working on a plan for China years ago. They understood the genuine global improvement that was impossible with the malign power of the Chinese communists to blackmail the world. Trump and the Saudi royals had millions such attempts. So Trump and the Saudis knew that the only way to take China out of the picture was to steal the blackmail database. There's absolutely no way you can use locals to do this. That's old school CIA stuff. The CIA blackmailing of locals into doing their bidding, it's just not going to work. If they get killed, so what? Trump and the Saudis couldn't do it that way. And it was expected. So they did the unexpected. They did it with outsiders, with military forces. They didn't shoot their way in or out. They used technology we couldn't even begin to comprehend. The USS Carter has been the transportation, but Gulf Arabs stole the Chinese blackmail database. This got more evidence on the Biden Five. Now, we're going to come after the break. I want Ken to get the next video ready, video 2, and I want you to start that at 9 minutes and 30 seconds and go to 13 minutes and 40 seconds. So when you get video 2 ready, start it at 9.30, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you